It's Nick Mesny with Andy Morrison here after the Nomads 1-0 victory away at Falkirk. Andy, victory over a Scottish Championship side in the Iron Brew Cup. Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fantastic for the league, you know, that our teams are coming away, not at home. You know, we've been unfortunate with two away ties against Scottish Championship teams, and last year we took a Scottish Championship team to 119 minutes until they got the winner against us. And I just think it's just a great day for Welsh football because you're beating a team there that have a budget four or five times what ours is, and we've done a job on them. And listen, if we get it right in the first half and we're clinical, we're 2-0 up at half time. You know, we've had more possession. You know, we've kept the ball. And listen, Nick, I continually hear people talking about playing football the right way. You know, had a way of playing football that wins games of football. I've been fortunate enough to play for Dalglish, Keegan, Allardyce, Joe Royal. I've never heard any of their managers talk about playing football the right way. It just seems to be a Welsh thing, you know. And I'm very, very pleased tonight because we've just shown that against a team, when you're underdogs, like we were against Abbott, like we were Helsinki, you know, the way we do things, we can win games of football, you know. And it's it sends a message out as well, like, you know, that it doesn't matter who we play against, you know, we're gonna give a great account of ourselves. And you know, I went and watched them last week, and I thought we boxed it off outstanding today. You know, we changed it on but 65 and went to a just slightly different system, but you know, John Danby's not a save to make, you know. And like I say, we should have been 2-0 up with little areas that we've exploited that we worked on after seeing them last week.
You got to be especially proud of the lads who've come in today as well, strength and depth in the squad, like three of your back four not available today.
Yeah, Nick, you know, and again, you know, that's the philosophy of our football club. You know, everybody knows what's expected. Everybody knows the detail that they have to go to not to concede a goal. So the personnel can change, you know. And we've got no Lawrence Wilson. We've got no Danny Holmes, you know, which are big players for us. You know, they're missing today. And we've had to swap it around all over to try and come up with something to cause them problems. And we did. And most of all, we were solid throughout the game. And we never looked like conceding a goal. Yeah, they're going to chuck the kitchen sink at your last 10 minutes. Of course they are. And you've got to try and find a way to try and keep them as far away from your 18-yard line as possible and be really brave, which I thought the lads were. And you know, and anything other than a victory today would have been an injustice on the performance, the preparation and everything about the game today.
A massive week continues though on Tuesday as we host Carnarvon as well in the Welsh Premier League.
Yeah, hopefully Lawrence will be back, Danny Holmes might be available, Andy Owens will be back. So we've got backs and we've got Wiggy and Rob Hughes and we've got people to come back into the squad. You know, that's why you need a squad in depth, that when you do get that five or six injuries, George Horan will be back available again, you know, and that we can, you know, we can call on players and they'll come in and they won't let us down, because every one of them to a man today was outstanding. They stood up against a big strong physical team, you know, and none of them backed down. My team will never back down, you know. We'll bring it on, you know. We'll face up to anything that's thrown at us, and they're proper men, and I'm very proud of them.